Welcome. My name is Yaakov Glasser, and we have the privilege of learning Maseches Tainis together under the auspices of the Daf HaShavua program. Maseches Tainis begins with the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Mei Masai Maskirin Giburos Geshamim. In the course of our Tfilas Shmona Esrei, we know that at the outset of our Amidah, we delineate a number of different praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the context of one of those sections, the section of Givura, we list a number of different aspects in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests His strength in the running of this world. One of them is inserted only at particular times of year, and that is the phrase, Mashiva Ruach Umorid Agoshem. This is what the Mishnah refers to as being mazkir, as mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power of controlling the weather, controlling rain. Later in the Shmona Esrei, in the section of Bakasha, we will have another change that exists only in certain sections of the year, certain times of the year, and that is the Bracha of Birchas Hashanim. That refers to She'elah. That refers to asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, an appeal to God that He should grant us more rain. The Gemara presumes that this initial phrase that mentions rain, Mashiva Ruach Morid Agoshem, is not a She'elah, it's not a Bakasha, it's not a request for rain. It is mentioning, it is affirming the reality that we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in controlling the rain that provides us, of course, all of the sustenance that we are ultimately able to enjoy from this world. So the Mishnah says, Mei Masai Maskirin Gevuros Geshamim. From at what point in the year do we begin to mention the Gevuros Geshamim? In other words, at what point in the year, says Rashi, do we begin to insert Mashiva Ruach Umorid Agoshem into our Shmona Esrei? We have a machlokas tanoim, two opinions. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Miyom Tov HaRishon Shochag, on the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Miyom Tov HaAchron Shochag. We begin this insertion on the last day of Sukkot. Sukkot is an auspicious time to begin to relate to the bracha of rain, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gevura in giving us that rain, because Sukkot, first of all, in terms of when it falls in the year, certainly correlates with the time of year where we would like rain to be bestowed upon the Jewish people in terms of being able to irrigate our fields so that we could produce that which we need. But it's also a chag that has so much symbolism that relates to the concept of mayim, that relates to the concept of rain, and the Gemara will explicate some of those shortly. But nevertheless, we have a machlokas tanoim. Everybody agrees that Sukkot is the transition point. We have a machlokas tanoim when in Sukkot should be the transition point. Rabbi Eliezer believes it should be the beginning of Sukkot, and Rabbi Yoshua believes it should be the end of Sukkot. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua. So says Rabbi Yoshua, Hoel ve'ein ha-geshamim ela simin klolo v'chag lomo hu mazkir. So Rabbi Yoshua, who believes, yes, it should be Sukkot time that we begin to insert Mashiva Ruach, but it should be at the conclusion of Sukkot, says to Rabbi Eliezer, I don't understand your position that we should begin at the beginning of the Chag. After all, even though we associate Sukkot thematically with the concept of Mayim, nevertheless, we know that the actual presence of rain on Sukkot is not a positive expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Because we have a concept, and Rashi quotes this explicitly from the Gemara in Sukkah, that when we experience rain on Sukkot, this is a sign of displeasure on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards Klal Yisrael. The Gemara metaphorically depicts that it's like we come to serve something to Hashem and He throws it back in our face. We build sukkahs to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, and we know that rain disrupts our ability to be mekayim that mitzvah. It's a little bit complicated on the first night relative to all the other nights, but in general, rain is something that is hostile to the sukkah environment and to our ability to embrace that mitzvah as central to our religious experience. And therefore, Rabbi Yehoshua is perplexed why in the world we would dafka begin to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in rain in a period of time where we would prefer that rain not arrive at all. So that's the question he poses to Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer responds, so Rabbi Yoshua says, so Rabbi Eliezer responds, Apani lo amarti lishol. He says, your question presumes that the inclusion of Mashiva Ruach Umorid Agoshem is somehow indicative of a request for rain, which you're right, is inconsistent with the experience of the Chag of Sukkot in its full fruition. However, I'm not suggesting that we ask for rain at the beginning of Sukkot. Ela lahazkir. The purpose of Mashiva Ruach Umar and Agashem is to mention rain, is to affirm our recognition of the association between Kadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura and rulership of the world and the experience that we have meteorologically of rain arriving in our environment. And so therefore, we just want to be mazkir mashiva ruach umarid agoshim be'on aso in its proper time. This is the proper time and the proper context to begin to mention a Kadosh Baruch Hu's role with rain. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yoshua responds back to Rabbi Eliezer, Im Kain, if that's true, that this has nothing to do with a request for rain, and this is simply a affirmation of our recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Givura is manifest through controlling rain, then Yehei Maskir, Lolam Yehei Maskir. Then it should be mentioned all the time. Then why are we linking it to a particular season? And that's the conclusion of the conversation between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. The Gemara will provide a response. The next line of the Mishnah says the following: Ein shalin es ha-geshamim mila samach l'geshamim. We don't ask for Geshem except in proximity to Geshem. There is a discussion in the Rishonim what precisely this section of the Mishnah is referring to. One possibility is that it is continuing our conversation about Mashiv Urach Umorid HaGeshem and just being imprecise in employing the term shalin as opposed to maskirin. The other possibility is that no, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that even though we have a machlokas tanoim, when precisely to begin reciting Mashiva Ruach Umarid HaGashem, there is greater consensus when it comes to the question of Shaolin, when we actually begin requesting rain in our section of Bakasha, and that we will learn the details of later on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says the following: Ha'ober lifnei ateva b'yom tov ha'achron shalchag. Someone who is over lifnei ateva, who leads the tzibur, stands before the aron on the last day of the chag, ha'achron maskir, harishon eno maskir. The individual who is the chazan for the latter part of that tefillah, for musaf, will be maskir, will begin adding mashiva ruach umarid hagashem, but the rishon, the baal shachris, will be eno maskir, he is not going to add mashiva ruach umarid hagashem. B'yom tov harishon shal pesach, when it comes to yom tov harishon shal pesach, where we're going to cease reciting mashiva ruach, harishon maskir, the first one will be maskir, in the baal shachris, ha'achron, but the baal musaf, eno maskir, will terminate the recitation of mashiva ruach umarid hagashem. In other words, musaf becomes, in both directions, the transition point for either including or excluding the phrase of Mashiva Ruach Umarid HaGashem. There is a discussion in the Rishonim with regards to when precisely we begin. The Rosh quotes the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon, who writes that the Tzibur would actually begin to recite for themselves Mashiva Ruach and their silent Shmona Esrei only at Mincha. In other words, the declaration of Mashiva Ruach would take place in the Tfilas Geshem by the Shliach Tzibur, by the Chazan, during Musaf, and then the following Tfilah, the Mincha, that would be when we actually commence reciting Mashiva Ruach. The Rosh himself was of the opinion that there would be an announcement made, there would be a Hachraza before the Shmona Esrei, and that the entire Tzibur would daven Shmona Esrei with Mashiva Ruach Umar and Agashem, and then as we experience, the Tfilah of Geshem would then obviously draw greater attention with piyutim and different types of tefillos that we say to that experience, including Geshem. The Mishnah Brura explains that that is in fact how we pass the halacha, that the shamash is mazkir, and then the tzibur adds it in the tefillas lachash. This notion that we're supposed to make this announcement is actually a very important element of the inclusion of Mashiva Ruach Umarid HaGashem. In fact, the Tosas Yontif writes that our Mishnah conjugates in the beginning the word mazkirin as mazkirin, which means sort of to cause to be mentioned, as opposed to zochrin, that we when do we just include it as a mentioning? And he writes that the reason for that is because it's not just a question of when, part of the formal experience here is not just the beginning of including Mashiva Ruach, but the announcement that is made so that there is a unified moment where everyone begins to include Mashiva Ruach. And that if that announcement is not made, according to some, that we actually would not begin in that Shmona Esrei because we do not want some people including it and some people not including it. There needs to be some sort of collective common experience in terms of the formulation of Shemona Esrei as the Tzibur comes together to daven for whatever it is that is in front of them. Now the Gemara describes the background to what our Mishnah introduced. Tana Hecha Koi. So says the Gemara, where is the source of what it is that became the topic of our discussion, of our Mishnah? Diktani Mei Masai, that we began this discussion almost in the middle of a thought. The Masechta opens Mei Masai, Mazkirin Givuros Kishamim. There's a lot of presumption there that there is a mandate to include Mashiva Ruach Hamarad Hagashem altogether. So what's the source of this entire concept that now we're delving into details in terms of timing? So says the Gemara, Tana Hasam, we learned over there in a Mishnah, in Brachos, in Seder Zeroyim. Tana Hasam Kai, it's referring to a Mishnah we learned over there, Diktani that we learned, Maskirin Giboros Geshamim B'tchias Ameisin. The Mishnah directs us with regards to certain insertions and changes in Shemona Esrei, that we include Giboros Geshamim in Tchias Ameisin, V'shalin B'birchas Hashanim, and we include She'ela, the request for rain, in Birchas Hashanim, the bracha for Parnasa, V'havdallah, and where do we include Havdallah? B'chonin Hadas. Viktani Meimasai Maskirin Giburos Kashamim. So since we already established that such an inclusion should take place, so now Meseches Tainis opens with the question, when in fact should this begin? So says the Gemara, Velisni Hasam. Why is that conversation beginning now and in Meseches Tainis, which is all the way in a different Seder? It's in Seder Moed. Velisni Hasam. Why do you not just simply challenge that issue over there in Maseches Brachos? Masha de Shavki Ad Hacha, why are you leaving the details all the way till now? So Ella, the Gemara says, no, we're going to abandon the linkage between the opening of Maseches Tainis to the Mishnah in Brachos, and rather link this Mishnah to being part of a continuum from a Masechet that is in much greater proximity. And that is Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Tanam in Rosh Hashanah Salik, it's really picking up from Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The time we learned in a Mishnah, Ubechag Nidonin Alamayim, that on Sukkos, Klal Yisrael is judged with respect to how much rainfall we're going to receive. I did the Tano Ubechag Nidonin Alamayim, and since we learned that on Sukkos we're going to be judged with regards to our water, Tanam Me'emasai Maskirin Givuros Geshamim. Therefore, our Mishnah came along and wants to know, soon after Maseches Rosh Hashanah, wants to know, and when does this actually commence? And therefore, that's the reason for including this at the beginning.